With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin transferred power to his deputy Friday in order to undergo a medical procedure. The Pentagon says it's an elective non-surgical procedure related to his previous bladder issue. An American couple doing missionary work in Haiti has been killed in an ambush.
Haitian authorities say three people were killed in a gang attack in the capital city, including a young married couple from Oklahoma. Police official says the young couple, identified on Facebook by relatives as Davy and Natalie Lloyd, were ambushed along with a third person as they left a church in Port-au-Prince after a youth activity. They were taken to two different houses and then gangs started shooting through the windows, according to a Facebook post. The couple and a third victim, a man identified as Jude, worked for a group called Missions in Haiti. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Israeli government is vowing to continue its search for terror group Hamas members in Rafah. The announcement came Friday, just hours after the International Court of Justice issued a ruling demanding Israel halt operations in the city. Also at SRNnews.com, former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says he spoke with many Israeli leaders off the record during a recent trip and found that President Biden's facilitating support has been a hard pill to swallow.
To hear the Americans tell the Israelis that we're going to withhold arms and then trying to force them into a ceasefire with a group that's as bad as ISIS, it's just heartbreaking. There's a palpable sense that they know they need to stay close to America, and I encourage them to stay close to America, but they long for the old days. They long for the Trump administration.
O'Brien tells Salem Radio Network, many in Israel believe that had President Trump still been in office, October 7th never would have happened. This is SRN News. Scotland turns its back on Christianity.
The country has a long history of faith and was the birthplace of John Knox, the legendary clergyman who brought the Protestant Reformation to his homeland. But a new census reports that 51% of Scots now say they follow no religion of any kind. That's up from 37% a little over a decade ago. Barely one in five people say they belong to the Church of Scotland these days, an institution that is in sharp decline. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A legislative committee in Louisiana blocked an effort by the Jewish community to ban nitrogen gas as an execution method. Religious leaders, relatives of Holocaust survivors, and representatives of a local coalition called Jews Against Gassing argued that the method invokes trauma from the Holocaust, specifically the use of lethal gas by Nazis to murder European Jews. This is SRN News. Stocks recovered from earlier losses this week.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, bouncing back from their worst day since April. The S&P 500 climbed 0.7% Friday, winning back all its losses from earlier in the week. The benchmark index eked out a fifth straight winning week and is just shy of the record high it set on Tuesday. The Dow edged up 4 points, leaving it nearly unchanged. The Nasdaq Composite gained 1.1%, topping the all-time high it set earlier this week. Nvidia climbed another 2.6%, following the blowout profit report it released earlier this week. Treasury yields were stable in the bond market, following a better-than-expected report on consumer sentiment. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note edged lower to 4.47%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The documentary filmmaker known for the movie Super Size Me has died at the age of 53. Morgan Spurlock's family says that he died of cancer in upstate New York. More details at srnnews.com.